The funny thing about love. From the moment we are born, we perceive it. We feel it like a warm ray of sunshine, invisible to the eye, but warm like the kiss of a mother, almost magical. We learn to recognize it, we learn to desire it. We also see it, not only in those close to us, but in others. Little by little, that love circle that is sheltering us from the world grows, expands a little, and we learn to love and be loved. With extended families, with classmates, best friends, siblings, we are surrounded by love. Yet, some of us go through life filled with it. Some of us go through life devoid of it, like a bystander looking in. Some don't see the magic, don't even think it's needed. But love is funny in that way, because it lurks around all of us, always. In people and in places least expected. Even when we're not ready to love, it can sneak up on us. Yes, at first it's scary. The thought of trusting, of letting in, of being wrong, of loving. But love is funny that way. It doesn't scare you. It excites you. It compels you. So when love comes knocking, at first, you might not recognize it. You might even turn it away. But the funny thing about love is that it doesn't go away. It's relentless. So it will try again and again, because it knows it's wanted. It knows it's looking for you. And to be honest, you have been looking for it your entire life, calling out for it every day, looking in the eyes of a stranger on the dance floor, searching for it, hoping to find it. And yet sometimes we forget that we need it, until it reminds us. Like the day you sat at a party and a stranger happened to ask you something, but without hesitation was shut down. And when you unconsciously pick and swipe right, choosing that same stranger you had turned down before, without realizing it, you are giving in to love. You are following on its path. The longest path you will ever follow. Because love, unlike humans, never dies. It can last forever. Many have passed away, but we know of their love because it will never die. It continues even now. Even after me and you are gone, love remains. Now that you've accepted it, it will grow. It will become a never-ending need, a thirst, a hunger of the heart. Like honey, a bee, love will rule you, but will also keep you alive, will sustain you. Because love doesn't suck you dry. Rather, it gives you more. It builds you up. It makes you stronger. It makes you dream, smile, dance, and hope. And as you grow with it, that stranger is no longer a stranger, because it has become closer to you than blood. It has managed to merge into your heart like a deep root to the ground. Because the truth about love is that it doesn't require silver or gold. It doesn't require money or expensive gifts. Only two willing hearts that are brave. Two hearts that have decided to beat us one, to sing the same song together. Two hearts that have accepted the challenge and are now bond for life. Two hearts that have found each other in the void of humanity and have chosen to share their entire lifetime together. And that, my friends, is love. It will make you happy. It will make you do foolish things. It will make you tougher than steel. It will sustain you in the winter. It will warm your heart like a summer day or a cup of coffee. It will make you sing in the shower. It will keep you alive. I know about this love because I have seen it in the mother with her child, in the father with her daughter, in two strangers, Bee and Tyson, who have decided to follow the path and give into love. May this journey that you have chosen take you to the ends of the love. May you find happiness together. May you conquer it all. Cherish this love. Protect it. Many will want it. Many will try to take it, to break you apart. But like gold, it must be guarded. Like a baby, it must be tended to. May you live happily ever after, holding each other, facing the world together, always remembering that magical love that brought you together, and never, ever let go. Thank you.